Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah. Al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa hu al-Hayyul Qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Wastaghfiru tawbata wal maghfirata wal hidayata. Innahu huwat tawwabur rahim. Wa'fu anna ya kareem. وَاكْفِ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكِ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَفِيظُ يَا اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلُ اللَّهُ الْآخِرُ اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya seyyidine ve evveline vel akilin. İşverene ya şefiyel müslümin. Bir ahmetike ya hamarahim. Kale Allahu Teala fi kitabel kerime udu billahi mine şeytanir racim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve alleme ademel esma'e kullaha thumma aradahum ala el melaiketi. فقال أنبئوني بأسمائها أولئي إن كنتم صادقين. Allah-u Teala said, in our holy book, and he imparted unto Adam the names of all things. Then he brought them within the ken of the angels and said, declare unto me the names of these things, if what you say is true. The month of Ramadan is over. After spending long summer days fasting, standing at night for long prayers, sleeping less, we are slowly going back to what we used to, re-establishing our old habits, our old ways. They say the meaning of Eid is to return, and it manifests itself in us. It shows itself in our actions when we start returning back to our old habits. But the true meaning of Eid does not really mean to return to our old habits, our old ways. The true meaning of Eid is to return to the purified state that we have lost through here. The purified state that we lost is the supreme creation of God. As a true human being, one should ask, I spend my days fasting, spend my nights praying, I spend less, I work hard. Did I benefit from this hard work? Will I receive the promised treasure, the promised gift? Will I be able to see that gift here in this world? Or is it something that I have to wait until the hereafter? Will I be able to touch it? Will I be able to taste it? Will I be able to act? Or is this an exercise? Is this treasure just an exercise to ask for forgiveness for the gifts we have been accumulating for the last 11 months? And is this a cycle that we wait for Ramadan to cleanse from our sins and then live the next 11 months to accumulate more sins back in me? Is this the meaning? The true gift of Ramadan, for those who sincerely fasted, set beyond the material gifts that we could imagine. It's even beyond the promised garden of the hereafter. Resul-i Kibriya Muhammed Mustafa Sallallahu Aleyhi ve Sellem said, the one who fasts becomes beautified by the attributes of Most High. These are the attributes, these are the names Allah Ta'ala called our Father Adam, as was recited in the verse. This is the gift. This is the treasure we must acquire to be able to witness His divinity in this world. These are the attributes without which we cannot see His divine presence in all of His creation. This is the gift we must acquire to be able to witness His divine power, His divine judgment, His divine justice, His science, His compassion. If you truly fast, the month of Ramadan will help us to regain these attributes we lost. Without these attributes, nothing makes sense for us. We are completely lost in our relations, in our interactions. We hear something we don't understand. We read something we don't make sense. If we cannot regain these attributes, the meaning of this life will disappear. It is as important. We will not be able to appreciate His decision, meaning that we will not be able to submit, but oppose to His divine decision. We will not be able to achieve Rida. What is Rida? Rida is not to oppose to His decision. Rida is eliminating resentment from your hearts against His judgment. Rida is the ability not to lose hope in the midst of all these difficulties, in the midst of all these trials, not giving up, struggling with joy. Prophet Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, pray, O Lord, show me a work, show me a task, such that when I perform it, You will be pleased with it. And he received an answer. And his answer is, the answer that he received, God replied to him and said, you're asking for a task that when you perform, I will be pleased with you? Moses, you are not capable of it. Moses threw himself to prostration, seeking for an answer. And Allah Ta'ala said to him that, my satisfaction is in your satisfaction. I can only be pleased with you if you are pleased with me, if you are pleased with my judgment, with my divine wisdom, if you submit yourself to my wisdom. And this is what we are not capable of. This is why we need the power of these attributes. Without this power, we are nothing. Only with this power, we can excel in what we are doing. Increase in knowledge. Become perfect. Become an example. Example to everyone to follow. Become stronger so that we can stand against the dream. With this power, we become strong. Not to become famous and rich, but we can become strong, so that we can stand against it. So we can help Ummat Muhammad. Not to be able to live better lives, but we can pay more at zakat. We are like the lazy sons and daughters of an old man who said to his children that he is leaving them a treasure. He is leaving them a treasure which is hidden in a farmland. And he died. The lazy children, lazy sons and daughters, were excited. They were excited. They never wanted to work. They never liked to work. This was an opportunity for them. They were going to go find the treasure, hidden treasure, and they will live happily after that without a need to work. This was a great opportunity. They started digging every inch of the farmland. There wasn't an inch that was left not done. There wasn't an inch that was left untreaded. They worked hard. They slept less. They ate less. From dawn to sunset, their whole focus was seeking this treasure, searching in this farm. And they came to a point that there wasn't an inch that was left undug, and there was nothing. With disappointment, they sat and started looking at this field, pondering and trying to understand what was the wisdom that their father had when he said that there was a treasure and there was nothing there. Finally, they came to the realization that when they looked at this field, one of them said that, I have never seen this farm that land this much ready for farming. I haven't seen this farmland this much ready for cultivation. This much ready for planting. They were lazy but not stupid. They started planting. They started planting seeds. And after a while, without, it really didn't take long for them to realize that the hidden treasure was this fertile land. It was so fertile that they were receiving 100 times more than they were investing. They were harvesting year and a year. We are the lazy sons and daughters of this wise man. This fertile land is our hearts. We prepare the heart to receive the beautiful attributes of Allah Ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. It is now ready. It is now fertile. It is now ready and waiting to be planted. Plant it with the seed of patience. Plant it with the trust in Allah. Plant it with constant remembrance of Allah. Water it with compassion. Water it with love. If the seed of these attributes start rooting in your heart, then it will not be possible. Even if you get distracted during this 11 months, because we will be on constant attack, our faculties will be under constant attack during these 11 months, we will not be effective. When we start opening our faculties, ears and lips and eyes heedlessly, all the dirt and the dust of the earth of this world are going to come in. The weeds and the dirt of the world is going to cover this fertile land. That's why we need to work on it right now to be able to make it ready and strong so that we are not affected by the winds and the dust and the dirt of the world until next Ramadan. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
Ya Allah.
O the most merciful, most compassionate one. The suffering of our brothers and sisters in the four corners of the world creates tremendous, profound sadness in our hearts. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, protect them. Protect them against enemies of Islam. Ya Rahman, change the ways, change the hearts of the tyrants of the enemies of Islam. Give them strength. Give us strength to forbear the tests and trials of this world. Increase our faith. Increase our iman. Ya Alim, teach us. Teach us the truth of Islam. But teach us the truth that we forgot. Teach us the truth that is going to make us understand that we are much more than the sum of us if we are divine. Unify in it. Ameen. Ameen.